And there have been some bears seen. And there's coyotes. Last year, there was 2 or 3 coyotes killed in this area here.
Now those things get in a hen and raise chicken roost or anything like that?
I guess they would do it, because you take a coyote is a small, it's a wild dog is what it is, and you take a dog, get hungry, he'll take anything, and that's the way of those things. There's not enough of them here that anybody's ever complained about them bothering anything, but if you get 6 or 8 of them together, well, they'd tackle a hood of little pigs or young born calves, some of them, but that's never happened.
You're talking about a quail. What's some of the other kinds of bird that you have?
Oh, we've got all kinds of birds. The most common bird that we have would be a blue jay, a thrasher, or a red bird, or town sparrow, and we've got a lot of starling and blackbird, rice bird.
Those big birds that hoo in the dark.
That's a hoot now.
Yeah. Do you have different kinds of?
We've got the old. I don't know whether you call it the horned owl or what it is, but it's the hooting owl.
Is he the big one?
He's a big old owl. They come out here and light these trees right around here. These grandkids, they love to shoot them, but I forbid them of shooting them. They don't bother anything.
Don't they eat mice or rats?
They pick up all kinds of rats. They may catch some squirrels or some rabbits, but...
They got that smaller kind of owl here, too?
We used to have a screeching owl and a barn owl, but they're not here anymore. Hmm. Used to hear a screech owl, he'd squeal out at night, but we've got the main owl that's here in this swamp is a hooting owl. Then we've got a whippoorwill, and we've got a bull bat. A whippoorwill, he'll squall out after a while, about the 1st of March.
That the bird that pecks up on the tree, you know, that pecks holes in the tree.
One of them is a sapsucker, that we call them, and then there's a shirt-tail. A shirt-tail is a bird, a peckerwood bird, that's got white and black and red on it. His head is red, and then there's some black and white on his body. But that's a bird that's not as plentiful as it used to be.
Well, which one is bigger, the sapsucker or that shirt-tail?
Well, the shirt-tail is
a big one.
Sapsucker's a little speckly, dumber bird.
Yes.
He's smaller. Mm-hmm. And he goes around cold morning squealing, running up and down the tree.
We're talking about those small owls like coons, that little black and white one that stinks so bad. What are you?
You got a civet cat, you got a pole cat, and you got a skunk.
Those three things different?
They're different. Little bitty civet cat is a little small fella with most time he's black with a white stripe up and down his back and up his tail. And he's a bad little fella. And then you take a civet cat, it's a larger one. There's some of these big old cats stay around these hay barns where people have dairies. They catch mice.